This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm so scared at this moment right now.
I got goose pimples.
It's one of those things where we can only have Josh and I in the studio together once every, I would say, 2 years or so.
Or the universe would implode.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, the original location in Carlsbad Village and the new location in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. Tonight with us, we've got Josh and Keegan from Setting Sun Saki. It's, Josh, I would say it's great to see you, but man, I don't know where this next hour is going
to
take us.
Just pray to blackout early before I get to your side of the table.
Did I hear the rumor correctly that you have like distribution now?
Craft Brewers Guild is representing some of the great breweries here in San Diego, and now Sake. They'll be helping us get all throughout Southern California eventually. But first off, we'll be delivering to Costco near you.
What am I getting at Costco from you guys? Is it a variety pack? Am I getting bottles of
single,
your cloudy?
Single bottles of our 750s. They bought three of our core four. Our core four being our Ronin Clear, our Junmai Nama, our raw sake, our hoppy sake.
Yes, dude, that one's one of the best.
Right? The pomegranate hibiscus and green tea, which we'll be tasting last. They did not get our Ronin Cloudy. Honestly, it's probably my fault because I took too long getting the labels right. I was weeks were going by and I'm like, it's just not perfect. Do it again.
Well, you've always known what you wanted and made sure you got it. That's why Setting Sun Saki has such a great reputation. You don't mess around. You do not do the cheap stuff. It is high quality, and you do the highest quality sake.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning to do great things because anything less would be, you know, not a good enough reason to get out of bed.
What are we starting off this evening with?
So what I poured for you guys first is our Australian job. We actually have gotten large enough that we've got international acclaim, and two dudes out of Melbourne, Australia flew out to stay with us for a couple of weeks to brew. What confused me, honestly, was that Japan is geographically closer to Australia, and by all rights, the place you'd want to go if you want to learn about sake, but they liked our version of craft sake. But this is based on our Ronin recipe because I feel we do that well, but we changed a couple of things about it. Instead of just Calrose, which is California rice, we chose that and Yamada Nishiki from Arkansas. All American rice to produce a Junmai Nama Daiginjo. All the rice was polished to 50%, which is a higher polishing rate to get closer to what the Japanese call the shimpaku, or the pure starch center of the rice. All those words basically mean that we made one of the best sakes we possibly could. And this is nice and dry, bright, fruity, little hints of banana, bubblegum, melon.
Yeah, I get cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get more towards the middle of the kernel, you get more towards the more abundant starch, and you get rid of all the fats and proteins on the outside. So that gets rid of a lot of the umami or acidity that you would get from the brew, and leaves all like the nice fruity phenols and esters from
Listen
it.
To Keegan. Just,
do we know, have do we have time to go into how I first fell in love with you?
Oh, no, hold on. We're going to save that after we start this song, and we'll come back with maybe that story, and I'm going to make you make me a cocktail next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's going to be almost impossible to quiet you guys down, so I'm just going to say the song is over, and we're talking now. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist Ken Wright. We've got Josh and Keegan from Setting Sun Saki. We just started off with their Australian job. Really a totally adventurous sake that I wasn't expecting, and all I can say is I want more, but we don't have enough time for that because this is only a 1 hour program. So I'm going to make you tell me about the cocktail you just poured out. Are you literally doing cocktails in your tasting room?
Hell yeah. So one of the cool things that's kind of made itself apparent to me while doing sake was like, man, sometimes I don't want, you know, just a small glass of sake. I want to hang out and relax. So we started doing like our PHG, which we alluded to earlier, which is the pomegranate, hibiscus, and green tea. And then we started thinking, well, I bet we could just start doing cocktails. And what we've got in front of us is our matcha latte. The latte is in quotes because there's no dairy in this. It's matcha green tea powder made into a simple syrup, mixed up with our sake and a little Fever Tree tonic on top.
That is delicious.
It smells like melon.
It gives me almost like a bitterness that you would get from like rind or something, but the earthiness still comes through from the
matcha.
Yeah,
is that from the matcha?
Yeah, and the bitterness really helps balance it out. So it's kind of like the bitterness in an IPA.
this is so good.
Yeah, so we have a great cocktail program at our tasting room, our new tasting room. I don't know if you guys have been in since we've redone the place. Got a giant mural in there from a local artist, Mike Maxwell, and a cool wood feature in there. It looks really cool. I like it.
Now explain to me, because you hit into that before. How did you two hook up?
So this is kind of like on Bewitched when they swapped out Darren's and nobody cared. Keegan's actually been working with me for
4 years. We started homebrewing. Like
4 years. Yeah, man. We started homebrewing together. He would help me at the apartment when I was brewing up sake after my long day at a regular beer brewery. He stuck with us and worked his way up from lead bucket washer to
lead custodian.
I couldn't be more proud. The kid's been working with me for like 4+ years, and we've brewed some of the best sake in Southern California. You know, he's one of maybe 8 other people in the country that brews sake.
And he kind of took over responsibilities in the brew house from you, because yeah, you were doing it all. And now you are more like, you know, you're hustling Costco while he's out there sprinkling mold and making brews.
Yeah,
that's true. Right. Yeah, I'm out there working the streets hard while he's at home cooking up the bacon.
Well, we're going to have a conversation about that in a moment. Now, you guys just recently did like this Mirilani watermelon crawl, and I think we're going to do that next, right?
Yeah, the watermelon sake is definitely coming up next.
Oh, let's go. All right, we'll take a break and we come back. Watermelon sake on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Can't go wrong quoting Blazing Saddles.
You cannot.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with Setting Sun Sake. Just wrapped up the matcha latte cocktail. You've been doing a lot of collaborations. You've been doing a lot of different things. Like, I know you just did something with Alesmith.
Yeah, so, well, we did one last year and we got another one coming up. Because we're San Diego's only metal-themed sake brewery, the metal swap meet dudes on random lost their spot to do it, and I'm like, hey, just come host it in my parking lot. And as soon as the word got out that we were doing the metal swap meet, Pete Zine pops up like a Muppet out from up behind my counter, like, hey, my wife Vicky is a metalhead. She used to manage metal bands. Can we do a collaboration? And immediately I started like wringing my hands with joy. I'm like, great, it'll be a 120 barrel batch of an IPA and we'll go national with this release. And he said no.
Sorry, bro.
He's like, what are you doing on your side? And I'm like, well, what kind of barrels do you have access to? And so he hooked me up with his barrel master. And we got a Jack Daniel's barrel that was recently emptied from Speedway, as in like I went and wrote my name on the barrels as they were emptying them. So as soon as they emptied it, they delivered it to us still wet with Speedway stout. We threw our Ronin Clear in, we topped it off with coffee and twice toasted cacao nibs to create a pastry sake. And I mean, it's great. This year we're doing the beer on his side, so we're doing the metal swap meet. We have the event listing on our website. September 21st is our lowrider bike show. It's like a classic car show, but for people that can't afford cars, they buy bikes.
You're also doing something really cool with the Japanese Friendship Garden too, aren't you?
Man, we have been working hard with the Japanese Friendship Garden. We do most all of their festivals, like Bonadore or Cherry Blossom festivals, but they were kind enough to give me my own. So we did one last year. We hosted a craft beer festival in the garden and invited all my friends. So this year is coming back 10-5, October 5th. It's a Saturday. We'll have North American sake featured. I got the guys from NAMI, which is in Sinaloa, Culiacan, Mexico, sending up some sake. We've got some Arizona sake, and we're hoping to bring back some Sequoia sake from San Francisco at the end of the month to pour there, as well as collaborations. We did a collaboration with McKellar, smoked peach gosa. Alesmith collab will be poured there, and still working on a couple of others.
Tell me about this wonderful rosy-looking sake you poured out in front of me right now.
So this is our fourth time doing the watermelon sake. I've been very, very lucky that I get to do it every year.
Good Lord, this smells like watermelon. I mean, this smells like melons.
So this is one of our sakes that we run through a Solara to develop the acidity on. Solara is just a multiple batch blending to allow the yeast culture to develop. And then that nice acidity plays the backbone for 650 pounds of watermelon in this batch. That's like a whole pallet outside of a grocery store.
Do you basically just go at it with a mallet, Gallagher style? And
we skin him, for lack of a better word, peeling off the rind, and we end up with what looks like hundreds of these little red and white soccer balls, because we leave bits of the white part on. That adds a nice cucumber, like, and helps develop the watermelon, I think.
This is exactly what I wanted. When you said watermelon, I've got all the flavors. I can taste each layer of the watermelon.
Right, and it's like you're taking a bite out of a watermelon rather than like the extreme extracted sweetness from it, get the sour tart funky, well, balanced, sweet and dry in between there. Yes.
And that's what makes it balanced and it doesn't taste like watermelon bubblegum.
Jeremy!
All right, before this gets too far down the road, let's play something rather metal just for Josh and enjoy this. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Can't believe I'm playing this right now.
Who's counting? You're not my real dad. Stop it. You're not my boss.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. And tonight is not a beer show, hence Ken's sauciness already. Drinking with Josh and Keegan from Setting Sun Sake, we've had the watermelon matcha latte cocktail, the Australian job, and now You've given me two things, and I don't know which one we want to talk about.
The one I slipped you on the side is our strawberry lilikoi or strawberry passion fruit. That's just one of our little one-offs that's in the tasting room right now. It's a limited edition. But what I also handed you is one of my favorite cocktails, the curry juku. It's toasted cinnamon, toasted curry spices, fresh ginger, and all put together it kind of comes across to me like a spicy vanilla soda.
But it's got that curry to it.
Yeah. Curry candy kind of reminds me of.
Yeah, a lot of people see the curry on the menu and they're like, I don't think so. But you do. You definitely, people are like, give me whatever you think the best is, and I'm like, the curry juku. Their response is, that's not the one I wanted, and they taste it, they're like, yes,
this is the one I wanted.
Yeah, it's so unique. I think they're thrown off by that too.
Yeah, the flavors.
So this one is a kind of along the lines of how I cheat and use good ingredients. I cheated and hired a pastry chef to run my cocktail program.
Oh yeah, it was very smart of you.
Kim Rojas is our in-house bar curator is the best way to describe it, because she's building our entire program with crazy cocktails that taste amazing.
Thank God you make really good sake. Let's take a break when we come back. I know Ken has a burning question, but we'll do that in the sake you've been teasing us with all night. Your PhD is up next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. We're down to our last drink for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two spots, the original spot in Carlsbad Village and the new spot in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy, as always, with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our two guests of honor tonight. I guess we can say that. We've got Setting Sun Sake here. Josh and Keegan have been pouring out some amazing beverages, and I mean, you guys have slayed it all night long. Thank you for what you do, but I know Kent had one burning question he wanted to ask you.
My question is this. You know, when people say, I just want a beer that tastes like beer, usually they mean, I want a lager, I want something just clean, malty, little bit of hops. Mm. What is the core flavor component you're looking for when you're drinking sake? Because so many people experience sake as like a heated beverage that smells like nail polish that you get when you're eating, you know, Japanese food. And this is worlds apart from that.
So one of the cool things about being a local sake brewery is I'm able to provide sake that just would not make it to California at all. We're doing the raw heart of sake with our style. And to quantify it, though, it's a much broader question, because there's as many styles of beer, there's as many styles of sake, and there's different manufacturing techniques. Some of them include Ottoten style or Hanjonzo, which means they're adding distiller's alcohol to it. It's not exactly to kind of like build up the ABV. It's more of like a process thing, but it wildly changes the flavor from being a nice round, like our Junmais have a nice round flavor on the palate where it just kind of sits and coats your mouth, whereas a Hanjonzo would be like sharp and angular and be perfect for clearing the palate.
Right. So I think there's like two ways you can kind of grasp this. There's the flavor you can get from the yeast, what it yeast produces from the rice, which are anywhere from fruity to umami, and then it gives acidity, and that just depends on what mill of rice you have, and you want the more starch abundant core of the rice kernel. And then you can have what the flavors that the rice gives. So it can be ricey, that can come through more, just depending on what you're doing with it. And there's not necessarily, like, there are beer styles that you could do. Sake, it's more of what you do during the process, or like what you do to the sake specifically, and then you can end up with this long name for what the sake is to explain it.
It's great to explore. That's really the best thing to talk about, man. I really feel proud, and I feel benefited by this process in that I get to see a whole new craft evolution.
Can we talk about what I've been drinking here while you guys have been waxing poetic about the good old days? Because my glass is almost gone, and this is absolutely delicious.
That's our that's our gateway drug to sake. It's our pomegranate, hibiscus, and green tea, or PHG. It's a sake recipe that is infused with pomegranate juice, hibiscus tea, and green tea to kind of produce this 8% sessionable sake.
Wait, what? is the total sum of what we've been drinking?
So most of the sake we've been drinking tonight has been around 14%. While it is higher in alcohol, you consume less of it. And there's no like grains to speak of as far as like wheat or oats. It's just rice. So it's gluten-free. It's lower acidity than wine. No sulfites. It's a cleaner alcohol in its production because it takes so long to produce.
So, Josh, if we want to keep up with whatever you're doing at Settings on Sake, what's the best place to find you guys?
Settings on Sake on Facebook and Instagram is the most updated way of finding out what we're up to. But since we're the only sake brewery in all of Southern California, just Google sake. You'll find us.
Just Google sake. Number one result is us. I mean, he's not lacking for confidence, but we are lacking in some tunes as we go out here. You wanted to hear some Tool. We'll do that. I will see you next Friday. Not you, but you.
For the I see two happy of hour. You.
Ken, clean up your laptop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.